Hello, and welcome to the Bedtime Storycast, the podcast where I talk and you fall asleep. My name is Mike, and I invite you to get comfortable under the covers. Just take a few deep breaths in and out, and settle in as we listen to another soothing bedtime story, this one entitled The Snowy Haven. Sweet dreams. Our story begins on a crisp winter evening, as the first delicate flakes of snow begin their graceful descent from the heavens. The world outside was painted in shades of white, and the trees stood tall and proud, adorned in their sparkling, icy attire. It was a scene of pure, untouched beauty that beckoned us to leave our worries behind and enter a realm of tranquility. Life had been hectic for Sarah lately, with the demands of her job, the endless stream of notifications on her phone. She yearned for a break, a chance to disconnect and rediscover the simple joys of life. And so, with her heart full of hope and her bags packed, Sarah set out on a journey to a snowy cabin in the woods. As she ventured deeper into the forest, the world around her seemed to hush, as if nature itself was cradling her in its embrace. The only sounds that could be heard were the soft crunch of her boots on the snow-covered path, and the distant hoot of an owl. It was a serene symphony that filled her heart with peace. The path to the cabin was lined with towering pines and ancient oaks, their branches heavy with snow. Sarah couldn't help but pause and marvel at the intricate patterns of frost that adorned each tree. It was as though the forest was a gallery, and the snowflakes were delicate works of art, each one unique and breathtaking. As Sarah continued her journey, she noticed a pair of deer grazing in a small clearing. Their graceful movements, the way their breath created mist in the cold air, were a reminder of the simplicity and beauty of the natural world. She watched them for a while, feeling a sense of kinship with these gentle creatures. And finally, after what felt like both a lifetime and a fleeting moment, Sarah arrived at the cabin. It was a picturesque sight, nestled among the trees, with smoke curling gently from the chimney, The soft glow of warm light spilled from the windows, casting a welcoming aura around it. The door creaked open, revealing a cozy interior adorned with rustic charm. A crackling fire danced in the hearth, casting a warm golden light that painted the wooden walls. Plush cushions adorned the wooden chairs, and a soft, inviting bed beckoned from the corner. The cabin was filled with the aroma of freshly baked bread and cinnamon, a comforting scent that wrapped around Sarah like a familiar hug. She wasted no time in shedding her winter coat and boots, relishing the feeling of warmth and comfort that enveloped her. She settled into a soft chair by the fire, a cup of hot cocoa in hand, and gazed out the window at the snow-covered landscape. The world outside seemed to hold its breath, as if it too was taking a moment to savor the peace of this secluded haven. As the hours passed, Sarah's worries and stresses melted away like the snowflakes on the cabin's roof. She spent her time reading by the fire, sipping tea, and simply enjoying the stillness of the forest. It was a rare opportunity to be completely present, to let go of the outside world and connect with the beauty of the moment. As night fell, Sarah retired to her cozy bed, tucked in with layers of warm blankets. The wind whispered through the trees, a soothing lullaby that carried her into dreams. And in her sleep, she found herself walking through the forest once more, guided by the soft glow of the full moon. Sarah came upon a clearing bathed in moonlight. It was a place of enchantment, where the snow sparkled like diamonds, and the trees cast long, graceful shadows. And in the center of the clearing stood a majestic stag, its antlers crowned with glistening ice. The stag looked at Sarah with wise, gentle eyes and nodded its head, as if inviting her to follow. She did so, her footsteps light and silent in the snow. and together they walked deeper into the forest, following a path of moonlight. They came upon a frozen pond, its surface a mirror of the night sky. The stag dipped its head, and a small snowflake fell from its antlers, landing delicately on the ice. The pond came to life, the snowflake transforming into a swirling dance of lights. It was as though the stars themselves had come down to play. Sarah watched in awe as the lights danced and twirled, their beauty and grace filling her heart with joy. She felt a deep sense of connection to the natural world, as if she was part of something much larger and more profound than herself. The stag led Sarah to a grove of ancient trees, their branches heavy with snow. And in the center of the grove stood a tree unlike any she had ever seen. Its branches reached up to the heavens, and its trunk was adorned with intricate carvings that told the story of the forest and its inhabitants. The stag gestured for Sarah to touch the tree, and as she did, she felt a surge of energy and warmth flow through her. It was a feeling of deep peace and oneness with the world around her. And she knew in that moment that the forest was not just a place of beauty and solace, but a living, breathing entity that held the wisdom of the ages. With a final nod, the stag led Sarah back to the cabin, where she awoke with a sense of profound gratitude and serenity. The world outside was still blanketed in snow, but now Sarah saw it with new eyes. It was a place of wonder and magic, a sanctuary of peace and renewal. Sarah spent the rest of her days at the cabin, savoring the beauty of the forest, the warmth of the fire, and the simple joys of life. She knew that she had found a place of healing and renewal, a snowy haven where the cares of the world could be left behind, if only for a little while.